Bollywood is big business. There was $1.3 billion in revenue last year from Indian films, mostly made in and around Bombay. There are more than 1,000 new Bollywood movies every year, and now many of them are being shown here in the U.S., in movie theaters that cater to the booming South Asian immigrant population, for example, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Here's reporter Holly Kernan of New California Media.
Inside the Nas 8 Cinemas in Fremont, California, the smell of traditional Indian snack food fills the lobby.
Naan rolls, papri chaat, bhel puri, pani puri.
And samosas and chicken rolls. The concession stand sells popcorn, candy, and soda, too. Women dressed in saris mingle with teenagers in Gap khakis and jean jackets. Most are here to see the newest Bollywood blockbuster, but six other Hindi films are also screening this evening. Nas means pride in Hindi. It was the first multicultural multiplex in the country, but in the past year, three others have opened in the Bay Area and in L.A. Two more are scheduled to open in Dallas and Houston later this summer. They're all part of a cinema empire founded by Pakistani immigrant Shiraz Jivani. Early on, his wife showed him the opportunity.
So anytime they had Indian movies playing anywhere in the Bay Area, I used to take her and she said, this is one thing that I miss. So I said, maybe we should open a theater.
That was 10 years ago. Since then, the Indian population has doubled, making the South Asian community the fastest growing ethnic group in the United States. In the Bay Area alone, there are an estimated 300,000 to 400,000 South Asians, mostly of Indian descent. With the growing immigrant population, Jivani knew that Bollywood films had a sustainable market.
You really feel lonely. And you need to go to a place which you call your own. You come there, you meet your type, you meet your friends, you get your own food. Like I have some people, they come from Walnut Creek every Friday night religiously. Because they say, all week long, we are in America, on Friday, we are in India.
A Bollywood film is a little different than your standard Hollywood fare. It's usually 3 to 4 hours long, chock full of songs, and never sticks to just one genre.
We call them masala movies.
Lisa Tsering is entertainment editor with India West, a national weekly for Indian Americans.
Because masala means a mixture of spices, and so it's got a mixture of romance and melodrama, like you'll have teary mothers and a religious scene, and then violence and fisticuffs and love songs and romance. Usually somebody dies and sometimes people are reincarnated, doesn't really matter. So a Bollywood film is usually a masala film, all the different things coming together.
It's a formula that appeals to many. Bollywood films are exported around the globe. But in the past few years, North America has taken over as the leading money earner for Bollywood exports. Tsering says that market has begun to exert an influence over the content of the films.
And this audience is a very sophisticated audience. At the same time, it's an audience that's very nostalgic. So they want to see India portrayed like this beautiful, romantic, spiritual India that they remember.
The importance of this growing market has also meant that Bollywood has had to shake up their old formulas for how overseas Indians are portrayed. Purnima Mankekar is associate professor of cultural and social anthropology at Stanford University.
In the past, the overseas Indian was very often represented as someone who was less Indian, less authentic. You know, the whole sort of narrative of the brain drain as someone who betrayed the nation. But that has changed.
These days, Indians abroad are more likely to be seen as heroes in Bollywood films, embodying Indian values as they strive for success in the Western world. Since 30% of export revenues for the Indian film industry now come from North America, it's not surprising that the Indian audience here is looking more and more heroic. For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan in Fremont, California.